righty then, we're gonna call this meeting of the Mount Jackson Town Council to order. If our clerk can call the roll, please.
Okay, Ms. Foltz? Mr. Pfeiffer?
Here.
Vice Mayor Shepherd?
Here.
Mr. Rudy?
Here.
Ms. Good?
Here.
Y'all will stand, please, for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda deletions and changes and whatnot. I have a new business item in the Florida panel. I'll talk about the sidewalk project a little bit here. So, presiding officer, I guess I can make a motion to add that to the agenda. If not, somebody help me out.
I'll second.
I made the motion, Bonnie seconded. All clear? Clerk, can you call the roll, please?
Okay, Ms. Foltz?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yeah.
Ms. Good?
Yes, ma'am.
Also,
So,
we need to add another item for swimming pool renovation proposal we have for that. We need to talk about that.
All righty then.
I move we add that to the agenda.
Well, here's a second.
I'll second that.
Very good.
Okay, Ms. Foltz?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yeah.
Ms. Good?
Yes.
All right. Any other changes, additions, deletions? Do we have any visitors that want to speak tonight?
Well, I will. I did not sign in, but if I could go ahead and speak.
You've got 3 minutes, girl.
All right, great.
Tell us who you are.
Well, I really have to come up there. Speaking of the swimming pool, I want to say that the adult swim this past summer was very successful, in my opinion. I know that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it wasn't packed with a lot of adults swimming, but the people that were there when I was there, we talked about it, and they were delighted that the town offered this for the adults. And a lot of people also said that they didn't know about it, and when we started telling them about it, they said, oh, that's a great idea. I'll be there on Wednesday, whether they got there or not, I don't know. But I certainly hope this is something that we consider next year, because it definitely adds a positivity to the town, and it was enjoyed by the people that were there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tell us your name, please.
Oh, I apologize. Candy Bopresti. You want me to spell it?
That's for our first time.
I got it.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Anybody else? All righty then. Mayor Miller sends his regrets. He has some medical issues with his family, and he's playing Mr. Mom, and he can't make it here tonight. So anyway, so we will get by as best we can with the five of us. I have 3 things that belong in the mayor's discussion. First one is our farmer's market is up and going, and it is a delight to walk over there and get some fresh produce, and especially some fresh peaches on Saturday morning. Right over here, just a little bit to the south of the town hall. It's an excellent program, and the vendors seem to be happy with it. Sunday night, we had our second Sunday concert. Rash and Holler played at the gazebo. At the last minute, the clouds parted, the sun came out. It was a beautiful evening. And Thrash and Holler is very happy being here. They're a good traditional local bluegrass band. They've been doing it for years and years and years, and their skill and talent showed. It was a nice evening. The third item is Bowling Alley in Mount Jackson. It reopened. Tina Bowman has just done a fabulous job of cleaning up, painting, scrubbing, fixing. I was over there just a little bit ago to visit. It does no longer smell of stale cigarette smoke. So I think we got something going back in Mount Jackson again. She's very excited and to bring a lot of positive energy to that. And that would conclude Mayor recommendations and comments. I want to thank council members. You all made them to stay on your session. Manager, do you have any presentations?
No presentation.
All right, Chief. Anything you need to report to us, sir?
Additional to my report, we've had 4 inoperable motor vehicles removed. And I think we had a pretty good night with our national night out. Officer Carrot and Officer Young did an outstanding job getting it together. It was difficult for me to let go of control, but I did. But they did an outstanding job.
Thank you, Chief. That was an excellent evening. There was a lot of good positive energy that your group put together that night. The awarding of the bicycles was very, and those were donated, correct?
Yes.
Who won those?
I don't know. They have, Chief.
You didn't call me.
There were six different bikes and six different tickets, so.
Who won the big bikes?
I cannot remember the names off the top of my head.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't me.
Well, this National Night Out's been going on for, what, 18 years now, something like that?
I'm not sure. We've been doing it, I believe, what, four or five?
We've done probably six or seven, but it's 35 years nationally.
35 nationally? Because, you know, most of the time when you interact with a police officer, it's not the best thing. Usually something's gone sideways. No one's in their best position. But out here at the festival with balloons and kids and bicycles and stuff, it was a really good chance to talk to them. Yeah, it really, a lot of hard work went into that. Thank you all. Excellent work. Okay, and town manager, you have?
The only thing I'd like to add, I got a few things here in the, further on down the agenda, but I would just remind the council and announce to the public the special town council meeting that we'll have on Thursday, August the 30th at 5:30 p.m. And that's to consider the financing for the well project. And Neil and I received an email this afternoon that if everything goes according to plan on the 30th, it looks like we would close on the loan on September the 13th.
Great.
And the notice of award was issued today to Patterson Construction for that project. So the paperwork has begun, and we'll get the financing in place and get that project underway.
That's about a $2 million project, as I recall, right?
A million and a half.
Okay. Where will that well be?
That well is the one near the wastewater treatment plant out there in the field.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, we call it well number seven. And we'll also be doing a little bit of work to what we call well number eight, which is up at the mountain reservoir system. Smaller, low-yielding well, but still do some improvements up there to put that in service as well.
Good. And y'all have got all the proper notifications and advertising and stuff like that, correct?
Yep, the ad will be going in the paper tomorrow, and then the following Wednesday.
Super. Mm-hmm. Anything else, sir?
That's all I have.
All right. Committee reports. Under finance, I don't have a lot. I've got a very brief thing to say. I had a conversation with the finance director the other day, and I learned something about our benefit packages for employees that I did not know. I don't get down in the deep parts of staff work here, but once in a while I ask a question, and I learned something. And Judy will back me up on this. Years ago, for our various benefit providers for our town staff, we would send a letter with their names and their compensation and whatnot, maybe quarterly, to the agency, and they would take care of everything. Well, now we have to enter all that data ourselves. Our staff now has to go online to each of these separate providers and provide all that data on a regular basis. Guess what? All that work has been transferred from the various agencies back to our town staff. And I wasn't aware of that until just the other day, so I wanted to share that with you all. And it's the 21st century. Things happen differently here. And that's all I have on finance. Ordinance committee. Dennis is not here.
Okay.
Personnel. Roger.
No report this time.
All right. Public safety. Judy?
Yes. The police report for July, there were 467 calls, 78 from June, up from June, 14 criminal offenses. Closed, cleared, or turned over to another agency were 9. Open under investigation are 5. There were 4 open doors and windows found, 3 different locations. Rescue fire report, there were 89 total responses, 56 EMS, 33 fire. 84% of the calls were covered by volunteers. There's going to be a steak dinner on September the 15th. And a community breakfast on October 28th.
All right, thank you very much, thank you very much. Next up is public services, Bonnie?
In July, well number four had gone down due to a motor and pump failure, but both were corrected, I think, within the week by burned well drilling. They came in and now everything there is back in order, and I was going to tell you about the loan and funding that has been approved for the well project, but Mr. Fowler, which you took care of that, so thank you, Mr. Fowler.
You're welcome.
And that's all my report.
All right, thank you very much, and public property, Tony, what you got?
I believe we can cover everything under item five on the swimming pool.
Okay.
Congratulations.
All right, very good. All right, next item is the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve our consent agenda, which is the minutes from our reorganizational meeting in July and our July council meeting?
I move for approval of consent agenda.
Very good, do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you very much. Call the question?
I have a question about this. I have something I would like to have included in the minutes that is not there.
All righty.
Would this be the time?
Yes, it would be.
To state that, or do we have to go off and put it on?
No, what?
Under the old business, when we were discussing the Holtzman request for special use permit, I'd like it noted in that report because my vote was different than the others, that the new special use permit needed to be determined whether it was an apartment building or not, and that was in question. That was never answered. And if it were, then the appropriate ordinances would need to be looked at. Another part of that was that the parking diagram that's required by ordinance was never presented, so it was an incomplete package. That's what I'd like to add.
Okay.
All right. You can make those notations. Very good. All right. Yes, sir.
My comments are a little more mundane.
Oh, that's all right.
On the first page, the old English teacher and me can't avoid this. Third paragraph down, about two-thirds of the way on remarks and recommendations from the mayor, it should be called with an ED.
I thought I fixed that. I guess I did. Okay.
And then that last sentence there, the confirmation of all the talent, not conformation. And then I don't think we want to talk about the baseball tournament on the last, last paragraph. The baseball tournament, of course.
It's on the view of baseball.
Thank you.
Are those the minutes, can we have those minutes? Are those available to us now, or?
The process that is the clerk prepares the minutes, presents them to the council members late last week. We have a weekend to review them, and then tonight we are looking at the minutes and deciding if it's what was said at July's meeting is proper and appropriate. So that's what this process is, where we approve the minutes. So we have the consent agenda for our minutes, both for the reorganizational meeting and that. Now, clerk will post these online shortly after tonight's meeting if they are approved as amended.
Okay, so this is basically a draft that you want?
Mm-hmm.
We look at a draft and then we approve the draft at this council meeting, and then what's your usual turnaround time for posting minutes?
Well, I have been only doing the last 6 months, and I haven't done anything since the 1st of January yet.
Okay.
That it's all on the recorder, but that nobody's trained me how to get that on there yet.
Okay, but if you would like to get a copy of the minutes, we can pull a copy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just come by and ask them, and they'll help out. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So we are still hanging on the consent agenda here. Any other comments or discussion on that? Can we call the question, please? Call the roll.
Okay. Ms. Fultz?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Ms. Good?
Yes.
And I guess I get to vote yes on that too. Presiding officer, but I'm also council member. Alrighty then, moving on to old business. We have a special use request for Mr. Todd Holtzman to convert.
Mm-mm.
old business, the rezoning request.
You know what? I got the minutes from last week because we were discussing them, so let's get the proper minutes here in front of me. And we're under old business with a rezoning request to the Whitehurst Development of the various lots 91A, 40, et cetera, totaling 156 acres along Turkey Knob Road to be rezoned from industrial 1 to agricultural. Planning Commission discussed this at length. They recommend approval. Any discussion? Then we need to pull this up and vote on it.
Do we discuss before we have a motion?
This is under, we need, someone has to make a motion.
I move for approval of the rezoning request for the Whitehurst Development.
And do we have a second?
I'll second.
Very good. Now we have the discussion part.
I have just a couple of comments about that. To change the rezoning from the industrial to agricultural goes against our comprehensive plan. That area was designated as industrial, and I think that over the last couple of years, many people have agreed that we do need more industrial now. I actually wondered if this was somebody that we didn't know, and they just owned the property and just sent a letter saying we want to rezone it or whatever, if we'd look at that differently. Because it's not to the advantage of the town to take it out of industrial. I had a suggestion and talked to Mr. Fogger about it to see if Mr. Whitehurst would agree to leaving at least 30 acres in there so that we would have enough acreage to have some industrial development. Right now we have, I think it's a little less than 20 acres available, and the response was no. He wanted to leave it all in one piece to have a mega site. He did not want to have it as smaller pieces. He said the other towns had smaller pieces. So that wouldn't do us any good. But actually, it makes us non-competitive at all not to have it. So from that perspective, and the perspective that it's against our own comprehensive plan for what we want for this town in the future, I think it's a bad idea. But from the perspective of it being someone who is a member of this town and has a problem with dealing with what he originally worked very hard to get, I can see where he's coming from. So I did want to point out those two things.
All right, thank you very much, Bonnie. Any other discussion on this motion? Call the question, please.
Ms. Foltz?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Ms. Good?
Yes.
I think my vote should be recorded as yes as well.
Okay.
All righty. New business, Planning Commission membership. Staff, what have you got up there for us?
Two names were proposed at the July organizational meeting, Jim Hines and Mr. Thompson, Robert Thompson. And I understand that Eleanor Whiter, is that what you used to talk about, Whiter, has expressed an interest as well as serving on the Planning Commission.
Okay, so we have...
We have two positions.
We have two positions, and we have three candidates for those two positions. All right. Well, I like very much like Mr. Heiner, and I very much like Mr. Thompson. If anyone wants to make a vote or nomination for those two gents to be on the Planning Commission, or do we want to have a further discussion of this?
I'd like to make a motion that Jim Hines and Bob Thompson be the new members to be considered on the Planning Commission.
I'll second that.
All right. We have two candidates as recommended by the council. Do we have any comments or discussion on these two gents? All right. We'll call
Ms. Faltz?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yeah.
Ms. Good?
Yes.
Ms. Waiters, thank you for offering. We'll keep you in mind for something down the road, because there's plenty of rain here to be done, so do not be bashful, all right? Special use permit, Triplet School Cafeteria. Mr. Todd Holtzman, he wants to request a special use permit to convert cafeteria into four apartment units. And we need to have a public hearing on September 10th prior to the planning commission meeting. Do I hear a motion?
I so moved that we set a public hearing for September 10th at 7 p.m. on the special use permit for the Triplet School Cafeteria. That's the conversion.
Very good. And all of you in discussion on this, we'll have plenty of commentary at that public hearing. Do you recall?
Ms. Faltz?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Ms. Good?
Yes.
Next item is the mutual aid agreement with Shenandoah County Law Enforcement, and this gets into really deep legalese. Staff and attorney, I will turn this discussion over to you.
I think I'll turn it over to the chief. He's the one that brought it to me.
Yeah, sheriff's office brought it to me. The county attorney, to kind of make it official, wants us to vote on the mutual aid agreement. There's only been minor changes made to the mutual aid agreement. The mutual aid agreement's been in effect for years. Edinburgh disbanding their police department 2 years ago is one of the changes that they made. That Edinburgh is no longer part of the mutual aid agreement because they no longer have a police department. That's basically the gist of what was changed on this. There's been very minor changes. I mean, I think Kevin and I have probably signed copies of the mutual aid agreement what, 3 times in the last year.
Yeah.
And it's just verbiage and just minor things being changed up. The main body of the mutual aid agreement stays in effect. Nothing much has changed there at all.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we voted on this many a time over the years.
It's just, yeah.
We don't live in this world alone. So, does the council wish to approve the Shenandoah County Law Enforcement Mutual Aid Agreement?
I'd like to make a motion that we do approve that mutual aid agreement.
Do we have a second?
A second.
All righty. Motion and second. Any further discussion?
I want to point out that, and I checked this with Chief, there's an example of this kind of agreement in action on the police report this month.
Yes.
Where we see that a case occurred in Newmarket, and it was assisted by the Mount Jackson Police Department, but then they turned it back to the Newmarket for
an investigation.
Investigation. So it is a viable document.
All right. Anybody else? Can you call a question, please?
Ms. Faltz?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Ms. Good?
Yes.
All right. We are moving on to item number 4 on sidewalk project. I sent you all an email, I think, early last week about my thoughts on this. Basically, and I was prompted to do that because I ran into one of the engineers who's helping with this project, and he indicated that there might be a bit of a delay, and I thought, well, let's see about that. So this is about a $500,000 project to build sidewalk from the Food Lion down to the Avondale Acres, and also a sidewalk that would connect the Food Lion Shopping Center up Conifer Boulevard to the Sheets property. And it's pretty much been approved, the grant's been made, but I want to make us council clear and the staff clear what we need to do to make sure this project stays on task and doesn't get lost and get delayed and whatnot. So talked to the town manager a little bit ago, and he suggested the committee meet with the engineer and maybe be at rep business, see how we can keep this thing on the front burner and done with some dispatch. I don't have any motion or whatnot. Do you want to add something to
it? Yeah, I'll just say I think what the engineer was alluding to as far as delay, and I think I reported this at the last meeting or shortly after we received notification that that we were going to be awarded the sidewalk money. The noise stems from VDOT getting the agreements out to the localities that were approved. And that should take place sometime in September or October.
Okay.
So we really, technically, we can't start spending any money or basically spending any money toward that project until agreements are in place and approved and signed and so forth. So I think that's probably what he's alluding to, but I concur. I've had several conversations with the engineer to kind of get, this is an opportunity for us to get the, you know, the project, it's been engineered, but we still need to get final approval from VDOT and so forth. So now's the time to work through those issues with VDOT, if there are any engineering issues. So, yeah, I totally agree of getting the committee together along with all the appropriate people and discuss this.
Tony, I guess this is on your desk to take a stick of VDOT to get our sidewalk built.
We'll see what we can do.
All right, then. Very good. Thank you all. Good. All right, item number five, Donnie, this is back to you. We're going to renovate our swimming pool.
We had a public property committee had a meeting. Kevin got a proposal for it. Kevin, you want to present that?
Yeah, Ken, this is a proposal from Carter Enterprises. They're out of Milltown, and they've done some work locally for other jurisdictions. And basically, our pool started out with a problem at the bottom of the pool. It was a hole in the pool about that size. And as the season has gone on, the hole has gotten much larger, and we're having an issue of losing water. We think if you go up to the playground area, there's some standing water near the old playground, in between the shelter and the older playground area, and we think that's a result of the leak that we're having at the swimming pool. So in talking with Randy, the last renovations to the pool was about 20 years ago, so it's probably served its useful life. And so Randy received this proposal, and the committee met last week to go over and it's basically to replace the waterline tile in the main pool, replaster, resurface the main pool, remove the paint from the pool surface, replace the racing lane tile. And where we might be able to save some money is item number five, which is the coping stone, which is the stone that's at the top of the pool. To replace all that, it's about almost $11,000. But, and then item number six, or continuation of that five, item five, it says that they could replace the individual coping stones for $100 each. Randy feels like probably not all of them need to be replaced. His guesstimate or estimate would be about 10 of those that would need to be replaced. You know, if the council is looking to save some money, we can certainly do it under that item. Or, you know, if you just want to go ahead and do it all at one time, that's certainly an option as well.
Coping stones are the, what are coping stones?
That's the, it's kind of the tile at the top of the, at the top of the pool.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
They're kind of rounded.
Yeah.
But if we do everything, the total cost is about $78,000. You know, like I said, you could save some money there off of item number five if the council wants to go in that direction. You know, I have talked to Neil, and you know, we have spent a considerable amount of money on new playground equipment out of this budget year, but we feel like we have sufficient reserves.
Okay.
to handle this project. Okay. We would like to do it, we'd like to get to go ahead and try to do it this fall, because we have to continue to maintain the pool, keep the water in the pool for the curing process. for the plaster. Certainly don't want to do that in the wintertime. If you wait to spring, you always run into that situation where time delays and weather, you might be pushing it close to the opening of the season. So we'd really like to try to get this project underway this fall.
What would happen with the kiddie pool? Because a lot of the kids
The kiddie pool would be resurfaced as well. Yes, yes, ma'am.
One I was not talking about as proposal is the lights in the pool. Can that be looked at? That's been an ongoing issue because when it starts getting dark, we can't have nighttime pool events up there. And I know some people have looked at that. And
can I talk?
Sure.
Speak to that. The Code of Virginia doesn't allow you to just light your pool a little bit. If you're going to have a lighted pool, you have to have a rather intensely lighted pool, and that includes all the areas of the deck, and it has to be lit in such a way that it doesn't confuse or blind the lifeguards. Mm-hmm. And so it's more than just energizing the lights that are there in the pool. We would need to put up light stands and I could show you that everything needed to be done, but we have looked at this a couple of times before, and it would be, not that we can't do it, because we can do, you know, whatever we feel like we want to try to do, but it's not so much just putting a light fixture in there or connecting light fixtures that are in there. It's a significant improvement. It would be like lighting a ball field.
Okay. That, Donnie?
Well, as far as the lights, I understand that. I think the big question is the coping stone. Do we want to replace all of them, or just 10 of them, or just, I should say, the ones that need to be replaced?
I kind of defer that decision to Randy. He's the expert at that. If we've got the coping stones are in good shape, just going to need to replace something that's not broken.
I see that there are going to be the coping stones are white diamond stones. Is that what we got up there now? I don't know what we got.
It's pretty similar, but
is it?
If you could, what you could do.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You'd want it to all, you know, pretty much the same. We wouldn't want to tile it, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, what you could do is, approve the expenditure up to $78,000, and if we find that we can get by with just replacing 10 of them, then we'll certainly do that. We certainly, that allows us to go ahead and spend at least up to the total proposal amount.
Yeah, even though they stated that removing and replacing with the federal stone and so forth, that doesn't exclude the fact that they may be replacing with exactly what they have if you do individual stones. I can't see them putting something different along the line if we did individuals. In other words, I think they're talking about replacing exactly what's there with individual ones, or having this federal stone diamond shaped stuff everywhere. So I don't think you're going to have a differentiation. I don't think there's any need to replace them if they don't need to be replaced. There is one other question I had, and I know that's taking it off of this particular topic, but it's still on the topic here. It seems to me when we discussed this, we talked about not needing to replace the race line tiles. That's $7,500 there, number two. But there wasn't anything wrong with them. We decided there was nothing wrong with them. There's no reason to replace them.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I think I remember that we did speak about not replacing the race line tile.
I think they just threw everything into the mix so that it'll all be brand new if we want to get all brand new.
Is that part of the coating of the inside of the pool? Resurface the pool?
That's the bottom of the
Right, look, the other race lines are in the bottom.
Yeah.
Is that resurfacing going to happen on the bottom of the pool?
Did Randy say that he thought those race lanes or tiles was okay or not? Do you remember?
I don't remember completely. I can't remember. I apologize.
Okay.
If it's okay, then. You know, it's not broken, don't fix it.
Yeah.
And it will save us a little bit. Keep saving enough to have lights around the pool one day.
Well, how about if I make a motion to approve the proposal with, replacing only the coping stones that Randy deems necessary and the race lane tile if he deems that necessary. How about that?
Here we go.
I'll second that.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So we have a motion on the floor to spend up to $78,000 to refurbish the Mel Jackson pool with some modifications if Randy so determines they need to be done, which will reduce the cost, not increase the cost. Does that sound like correct?
It does.
All right. Any other discussion or comments? You would please call.
Ms. Fultz?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Ms. Good?
Yes, please.
And that motion is approved and passes. And I don't see any evidence needed in closed session tonight. I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you all very, very much for the professional council meeting.